Good morning, I'm Dan, and welcome back to Feedcast Radio, your daily dose of tech news that actually matters. It's another wild day in the world of silicon and scandals.
Hey everyone, Jessica here. And wow, Dan, speaking of scandals, we've got some serious allegations flying around today about our favorite hoodie-wearing CEO.
Ah yes, you're talking about the fresh accusations that Mark Zuckerberg straight up lied to Congress. Because apparently, we needed more reasons not to trust big tech testimony.
Okay, but what specifically are we talking about here? I mean, politicians and CEOs stretching the truth isn't exactly breaking news.
Fair point, but this feels different. We're looking at documented cases where Zuckerberg's congressional testimony directly contradicted internal company practices and policies that were already in place.
So this isn't just corporate spin or carefully worded responses, says... We're talking about actual contradictions between what he said under oath and what Facebook was actually doing?
Exactly. And here's the thing that really gets me. Every time these hearings happen, we get the same song and dance about transparency and user safety, but behind the scenes, it's business as usual.
It makes you wonder what the point of these congressional hearings even is, if there are no real consequences for misleading testimony.
Speaking of tech companies having trust issues, Microsoft just admitted that a bug in Copilot was summarizing people's confidential emails, because apparently AI reading your private messages wasn't creepy enough already.
Wait, hold up. So Copilot was just casually browsing through confidential emails and then helpfully summarizing them for who exactly?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Microsoft calls it a bug. But this feels like a pretty fundamental flaw in how they're handling data access and permissions.
I mean, if your AI assistant can accidentally read confidential emails, what else might it be accidentally reading? This seems like a massive privacy violation waiting to happen.
And here's what really bothers me. They're framing this as a technical glitch, but it reveals something much deeper about how these AI systems are designed with access first, privacy second thinking.
It's like they built the AI to be as helpful as possible without really thinking through the implications of giving it access to everything. Classic move fast and break things mentality, except this time they're breaking our privacy.
Well, on that cheerful note about our digital overlords, we'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast. The AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit feedcast.ai.
And we're back on Feedcast Radio. Now, Dan, I need to lighten the mood a bit because I found something that actually made me smile today.
Please tell me it's not another story about AI taking over the world or tech CEOs behaving badly.
No, this is actually kind of wonderful. So apparently Stephen Colbert went viral just for changing jackets. Wait, no, that's not right. Let me check my notes here.
Are you reading the wrong story? Because I'm seeing something about Olympic choreographer Benoit Richaud going viral for changing jackets, not Colbert.
Oh my God, you're totally right. See, this is why we need fact checkers. So it's this Olympic choreographer who went viral just for changing jackets, and honestly, I kind of love that.
In a world where people become internet famous for the most random things, I have to admit, there's something refreshingly simple about going viral for a wardrobe change.
Right? Like, no scandals, no controversial takes, no AI reading your emails. Just a person changing jackets and somehow capturing the internet's attention.
It's probably the most wholesome viral moment we've covered in months. Though I do wonder what made the jacket change so compelling that it broke through all the noise.
Maybe it's because we're all so starved for simple, joyful content that even something as mundane as a jacket change feels like a breath of fresh air.
Well, there you have it, folks. From congressional lies to AI privacy violations to viral jacket changes. Just another Tuesday in the tech world.
That's a wrap for today's Feedcast Radio. I'm Jess, reminding you to maybe double-check what your AI assistants have access to.
And I'm Dan. We'll see you tomorrow with more tech news that'll make you question everything. Until then, keep your emails confidential and your jacket changes viral.